Lux presents Hollywood. The Lux Radio Theater brings you Seventh Heaven, starring Jennifer Jones, Van Johnson, and Gene Herschel, with Billy Gilbert. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. In the history of the theater, 10 years is a very short time. A fraction of the centuries since the first Greek play was staged in Athens. But in the history of radio, 10 years is a milestone that few programs have been privileged to reach, which makes this a very special night in the Lux Radio Theater, our 10th anniversary on the air. And it's not just our 10th anniversary, it's yours too. For as an audience, your enthusiasm and appreciation have helped build this theater through the years. That's why we asked for your suggestions on the plays and stars you want here. And for your generous response, I'm deeply indebted to you. Your letters have come not by thousands, but by tens of thousands. And they'll serve as a guide for us throughout the whole of our 10th anniversary season. We can't bring all your choices to you at once, but we'll bring you as many as we can, as soon as we can, and make this anniversary season something to look forward to. For all our progressiveness, we Americans are sentimental people. While we look forward, we look backward at the same time. Back to the things that have thrilled us, touched us, and warmed our hearts. And our play tonight, which is jointly produced by you and us, is one of those sentimental landmarks. The first play ever presented on the Lux Radio Theater, Seventh Heaven. It's a story of love and heroism that has grown in stature through the years. A drama as great and timely now as that day you applauded it at our premiere. Laid in Paris, it expresses the unconquerable spirit of that great French capital, so recently restored to freedom. And in our cast, we are bringing you stars so often requested in your letters. Jennifer Jones, recently the Academy Award winner. Van Johnson, who has won the hearts of all America. And the beloved character actor, Gene Herschel. When I told Dorothy L'Amour, who was in our play last week, that we were having Seventh Heaven, it led to a sentimental conversation about Paris. She spoke of a friend of hers who, just 3 weeks ago, returned from the French capital, where he'd been on military business. He found the French people deeply appreciative of all the good things the Americans were bringing back to France. And he told of trading one cake of Lux toilet soap for a case of excellent champagne. Which shows that Paris still intends to be a city of smart and lovely women. And which shows, too, what a cake of soap can do if it's the right kind. And now, for the 465th time in 10 years, the curtain rises on our play of the evening. The first act of Seventh Heaven, starring Jennifer Jones as Diane, Van Johnson as Chico, and Gene Herschel as Father Chevillon, with Billy Gilbert as Boo. Paris, 1914. In the few weeks preceding the Great War, the city waits breathlessly for word which will plunge the world toward destruction. There is only one quarter where life goes on in the usual way, the Paris slums. There, amid poverty and squalor, in a world of screams and curses, street brawls and petty thievery, a teeming population fights for its existence in the dump heap of the city. On the darkest and dirtiest of these streets, a familiar cry goes up. Through the crowd sits a thin, long-nosed creature with a quick, beady eye. Like a rabbit, he darts and turns, the gendarme close behind.
Stop that man! Stop him!
Through the alley there!
Over this way! Keep your eye on him! Come here, you. Come here.
No.
I've got him.
No.
Come along.
No, I haven't done anything. Let me go. I haven't done anything. I swear it.
Be quiet. Stand still. What's your name?
My name?
Not no name. They call him Sewer Rat. Sewer Rat!
Yeah, that's right. That's what they call me, Sewer Rat. I cleaned the sewer, but I haven't done anything. I swear.
Of course you haven't. Except to steal a watch and silver chain from Father Chevion.
A watch? I stole a watch?
Here it is. I found it in his pocket.
No, I didn't steal it. I swear I didn't.
Stay quiet. Dupre.
Yeah?
Clear a path to the church door at the end of the street. We'll take this sewer rat to see Father Chevion.
All right, stand back there.
Go on, stand back. Come on now, stand back. Stand back.
And so you see the two sisters when they are found, Father Chevion, will inherit the bulk of their uncle's estate. Have you any information of these girls, Father?
Their names again, Monsieur Poussat?
Valmir. Nana Valmir is the older sister, Dion the younger.
Nana and Dion.
That's right. They ran away from their uncle's farm years ago. My firm has finally managed to trace them to this quarter. Naturally, we are anxious to settle the estate.
Naturally. Tell me, Monsieur Poussat, this inheritance the girls are to receive, are there any complications?
Well, their uncle was rather uncompromising on one point, the matter of morality.
I see. And you expect to find morality in this quarter, monsieur?
I hope to find it, Father.
Yes. Well, I shall let you be the judge of that.
Then you know these girls?
I know them. I shall take you to them in the morning, monsieur. Excuse me.
Certainly.
What is it?
Good evening, Father.
Oh, good evening.
Let me go, please. I didn't
know
that.
No, you don't. This is the man, Father. We found your watch in his pocket.
Did you?
This is your watch, isn't it?
Yes, it is my watch.
Thank you, Father. Come along, you.
Oh, but wait. This man here, there's no need to arrest him.
But he stole your watch.
It was my joke, monsieur. Joke on him. The watch is made of tin.
Tin?
It has no value.
Is there anything I can do, Father?
No, thank you. This man stole a tin watch from me.
A tin watch?
With that as my bait, once in a while, I find out who the thieves are. And when I've found them, I convert them, or I try to. I buy these watches by the dozen.
I see.
You may leave the prisoner here, officer.
Very well, Father, if you wish. Good night.
Come here, please. Sit down. What is your name?
They call me Sewer Rat.
You work in the sewers?
Yes, with Chico.
Chico?
I work with Chico. We clean the sewers.
Chico? I've been wanting to meet him for some time. I've heard a great deal about Chico. Why don't you bring him to me?
Chico? Oh, I couldn't do that. He hates priests.
Oh, and why?
Chico says there is no God. That's what he says. He's an atheist. If that's what he is.
Well, we must speak to him about that sometime. Now, as for you, you believe in God, of course.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Now, I want you to go into the church, shoot that little door there, and pray.
Yes, Father.
And you won't steal again, will
you?
Oh,
no. Oh, no, I hope not.
Yes, I hope not, too.
You think that is wise, Father? That creature belongs in jail, not in church.
Does he? I don't know. Sometimes I am a little discouraged. But then I stand here by the window, and I look across the roofs. And I think of all the people under them who need help. Two girls, Nana and Diane. The man Chico, perhaps, who is strong as a young bull and an atheist. And there. Look. You see that man down there? Cranking his taxi cab?
Yes.
He calls it Eloise after his old horse. That man is Papa Bull. He's a thief. A purveyor of stolen goods.
Why not have him arrested?
Oh, it's been done. But has it changed him? No. I'll find a way to help him sometime. He'll come to me, as all the others will. I'm just waiting. Waiting, monsieur.
Come now. Don't fail me, my old friend. Start, my beauty. Now. One, two, three, four. Eloise. Is that the way to act? Are you sick? Shut up, you monster of tin and grease. I'll conquer you yet.
No, don't.
Hey, what's the matter?
Take it back and I'll choke the light on it. No! I'll take it back.
That's better. Now bring the phrase to the video and get the action for it.
You
will do as I say. And come back soon. I'll be waiting.
Diane! Diane, hey! Diane, it's me, Papa Bull. Nana hurt you again. Look at me.
I'm all right. It's nothing.
Why do you let her do it? Why don't you hit her back?
I'm afraid of her, Papa Boone. And she's my sister.
Sister? That doesn't stop her. Well, perhaps you're right. It's better not to cross her when she's been drinking. Absinthe, eh?
Yes.
Bad. Very bad. Why don't you take her away, Diane?
Where? She wouldn't leave here. We lived on a farm once. She hated it. She made me run away with her.
A farm? I don't blame her.
I wonder what it would be like, Papa Boo, to see the clear sky again. To lie in the grass and smell the clean earth.
Earth? That's dirt. And you'd catch cold, too.
Diane!
There she is, up in the window.
Do you hear?
Yes, Nana, yes, I'm going. I'm going now, Nana.
Well, Eloise, we have our own troubles, eh? Come on now. One, two, three, four.
Oh, look.
Good evening, Sorat. What do you want, eh?
Look, I have money, Boo.
Money? Where did you get money?
Where? Nowhere. I was in the church. I was praying in the church.
You mean you took it from the pool box? Sorat. Oh, you. How much is it?
10 francs. Enough for supper. For Chico and me.
Enough for us all. Where is Chico?
In the sewer. Over here beneath the cover.
Well, lift it up and call him.
Oh, you want me to do everything? You call him.
Mother in heaven. These things are too heavy. Now, where is he? How can you see anything down here anyway? Chico! Hey! Chico!
Listen, he's coming this way.
How can a man who works in the sewer find it in his heart to sing?
Oh, Chico sings all the time.
Hey, Chico!
Hey, fool!
Come up here!
Coming! Get out of the way.
Give me your hand.
Ah, fresh air again. Oh, it's good. Put that cover back, Sewerat. Well, Papa Bull, how are you tonight?
You sound happy, Chico.
I am. And you know why, Papa Bull? Because I've discovered something, and it's this. If you pretend you're happy and pretend long enough, you will be happy. I proved that to myself. That's why I'm such a remarkable fellow. That's why I'm an atheist.
Look, Chico, money. We're going to have supper.
10 francs. We are going to have a feast. No place is too good for us tonight. I know the best cafe in the quarter. The Hole in the Sock. Come on. And now let's think of something else. Come on, Bull. What should it be?
No room for anything else. No more.
Now, what's all that?
Nana again. Diane must have been late with the absinthe.
Do I have to sit and wait for you all night? No, please, Nana.
She's beating him.
Let them fight.
Why does the young one stand for it? Let her alone, do you hear? Let the girl alone.
Get away from me.
I said to let her alone.
Don't let him hit me.
Get out. Go on. Get out of here.
You come home, Diane. Do you hear me? Come home.
Go on. You there on the floor. Stop crying and stand up. Now come with me. Let us out there.
Where are we going?
What does it matter? What are you crying for? You're not being beaten now. Shut up.
Yes.
We can walk over there and sit down. There on the church steps. Well, this is a fine ending to a nice supper.
I didn't mean to bother you. Please go back.
Oh, now you want me to go back? I give up my wine and my friends to get you out of there. Now you want me to go back? Well, maybe I should. It's none of my affair anyway.
Of course it isn't.
Every time I come up out of the sewer, I get into trouble.
Then I'll go. You have troubles enough.
I am probably one of a half dozen men in all Paris who at this moment have practically no troubles to speak of. That's because of my principles. And shut up!
I can't help it.
It's just a river. Chico!
Santa Maria, forgive me. Please forgive me.
There she is.
Hey, come back here. Come here. What are you trying to do?
Let me alone.
No, you don't. Stand over there, away from that wall. That's a terrible thing to do.
How do you know? How does anyone know? There are worse things than this. You've no right to stop me.
All right, then jump off. Drown yourself. Lie in the morgue with a rope around your hair. What do I care? Women like you, you sicken me. You know, I'm still shaking all over. Get back a little. Whew. Why did you want to do a thing like that?
Because I can't go on. Because I'm afraid.
Afraid of your sister?
Of everything.
No. No, you can't be. You have courage. The idea of jumping into a river, that takes courage. I couldn't do it.
You could, if you felt there was no hope.
But you say you don't like this life. You don't like it, but you're not bad.
Why? Why do you say that?
Oh, I don't know, but I know. If you don't like it, it makes all the difference. Look at me. I never liked working in the sewer, but never made me feel low. Sometimes I feel like a king for no reason at all. I've noticed that I'm a very remarkable fellow.
Is there nothing you're afraid of?
Yeah, not a thing. Why should I be? Why should you be? Someday you stand up and fight your sister. That'll make you free and be yourself again.
What will that be, myself?
Brave, strong, happy. It's easy if you give yourself a chance. Look at me. I've risen to be a street washer all on my own. And I have two religious medals worth at least 15 francs. That's good. You could be like me, too.
Could I?
Of course. You know, I feel sorry for you. Now, there I go. I'll have you on my hands if I'm not careful.
You can go. I'm not keeping you.
Oh, that's the way to talk. But I didn't mean it. I'm your friend. Do you like that?
Yes.
Listen. Well, life is never dull, is it? Come on, look at what's happening.
Hey, Chico!
What is it?
The police. They're taking people right and left. A raid. Dion, look. They have your sister.
Nana.
You, come here. What are you doing here?
Nothing.
What's your occupation?
I have no work.
Dupre, take this girl, too.
No.
Wait, you can't arrest her. She hasn't done anything.
She'll have to prove that in court.
I say you can't take her.
Since when are you giving orders, sewerman?
Sewerman? I'm the street washer, and I say you can't take her.
We have orders to take every unmarried girl in this quarter for questioning. Get out of the way.
Wait. That's just it. Unmarried girls. She's married.
Yes. Who's her husband?
Who? What do you mean, who?
Who?
Me.
He's lying. She's my sister. She's not his wife.
One moment. Where do you live, sewerman?
Street washer. 48 Rue Notre Dame de Lorette.
We'll be up to see you tomorrow. Now get along.
Come on, get along, everyone. Now, why did I do a thing like that? Why did I say that?
Because you're kind.
Yes, and I'm ruined. They'll come tomorrow and find I have no wife, and they'll take my new job away from me. That's what I get for being so kind.
If I could be there when they come, I could say I was your wife. We could say we were married in Italy. That's why it isn't on the records.
Say, that's pretty good. And I won't have to go back to the sewer. That's very good. Bull! Hey, Bull!
Yes?
Wind up your taxi. Start her up.
Sure, what for?
You're going to drive me home, me and my bride.
Hey, look! She's really started! Eloise! It's a miracle!
Here, get in. Get in. Now, remember, Dion, you mustn't take this seriously. I'm only doing this to help you. You're not going to take advantage of me.
Oh, no, no.
Good.
Hurry up before it stops again. Where to?
We'll make the grand wedding tour, Boo. First to Champs-Élysées, then to the Place de la Concorde, then to the Arc de Triomphe, and then home, and to the devil with the expense. For tonight, I am the Bank of France.
Hooray! It stopped.
Oh, never mind. The Bank of France to walk. Come on.
We pause now for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. In a few moments, Mr. DeMille and our stars will return in Act Two of Seventh Heaven. Now, here's our Hollywood reporter, Libby Collins, with news about the screen stars. Tell us, Libby, what famous lovely is in the spotlight tonight?
Why, Mr. Kennedy, this time I'm going to let you guess who she is. I'll give you some information, and then you...
Oh, quiz stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm game.
Well, this star is quite young, yet she's had a number of starring picture roles. She was signed up for her first picture because of her success in the ingenue role of a Broadway stage hit.
Well, that's a clue, Libby. Tell me what she looks like.
Oh, she's fairly tall, a little over 5 feet 5 inches. Her hair is brown with lots of coppery glints, and she has big blue-green eyes.
And quite vivid coloring, the Irish rose type, sort of?
You're getting close. And now I'll give you another clue. She's noted for that lovely coloring, In fact, she has one of the most dazzling complexions in Hollywood.
Oh, ho, must be a Lux girl.
Of course she is, Mr. Kennedy. Now then, who is she?
Well, I'm sure that young Irish beauty you've just described must be Jean Tierney.
Right you are. I really ought to give you $64 for answering that correctly. What I said about Jean Tierney's complexion probably gave it away. Of course, you know she depends on Lux toilet soap for day-by-day beauty care. She finds it a wonderful way to keep exquisite skin looking smooth and fresh.
Women everywhere are finding that so. In recent tests, actually 3 out of 4 complexions improved in a short time with gentle Lux soap care.
Now, here's how Jean Tierney takes her Lux soap facial. I cover my face generously with the rich lather and work it in thoroughly. I rinse with warm water, then cold, and pat my face dry with a soft towel. That's all, but it works.
And there's the simple complexion care 9 out of 10 famous screen stars depend on. Lux toilet soap is a real beauty soap, you see. As fine a soap as money can buy. So here's a Hollywood tip for women everywhere. Use Lux toilet soap every day. See if you're not delighted with the new loveliness it brings your skin. And now, Mr. DeMille returns to the microphone.
Act 2 of Seventh Heaven, starring Jennifer Jones as Dion, Van Johnson as Chico, and Jean Hersholt as Father Chevillon, with Billy Gilbert as Boole. It's a few hours later, and dawn is just breaking over Paris as Chico and Dion return from their walk. Slowly they mount the long open stairway, 6 flights up, to Chico's room, high on the rooftop.
Only a little more. Tired?
No. But you live so high up?
Well, that's what I like. Not up where the air is clean and you can breathe. Give me your hand.
No, please. I can manage.
You're not afraid, are you? No, that's right. Never be afraid of anything. Come on. This is my room. Well, go in. You like it? Well, what's the matter with you? Can't you speak?
It's very nice, but it's so small. I thought...
You mean it's only one room, huh?
Yes.
Well, it's all I ever needed. It's all you'll need. It's yours.
Mom, but what about you?
Oh, don't worry about me. I must go to work now. Today I wash the streets. They'll be washed as never before. Everyone will talk of it.
And tonight?
Tonight? Oh, I'll stay with Boole. He'll be glad to have me. Is that why you were worried?
I don't like you to give up your room just for me.
Jill?
It's your place.
Well, I tell you what we'll do. I'll come back for all my meals, breakfast, dinner, and supper.
I'll cook them for you, Chica.
Wait. Are you a good cook?
I think so.
Well, we'll see. Now, remember what I said. Be afraid of nothing. Be brave. And be happy. Huh?
If I am happy, I'll owe it to you.
No. To yourself. Goodbye, Dion.
Goodbye, Chico.
Today I am a street washer. Today I wash the street.
Hey, Chico, today I am happy.
I am happy. Look at that street. It's clean as the wind. It's been that way all week.
Maybe there's something else makes you happy, too, eh?
That's right. Today I'm going to clean the people on the street also.
Hey, look out with that hole, Chico. You're soaking me.
Chico, stop.
Who's that?
It's me, Boole.
Papa Boole.
Hello.
Come in, Papa Boole.
Was that you singing, dear?
Was it so very bad?
Well, it wasn't good. But it was good to hear it. I just saw Chico on the street. He was singing, too. Loud.
Was he? It comes easy to him. For me, it's so new.
Until you came here, eh?
Until I came here, Papa Boole. Until I climbed up here with him that morning. 6 flights into the sweet air.
It's a fine view of heaven you get from here.
It is heaven. 7th heaven.
Hmm. I suppose Nana will be really surprised when she finds you've been staying here.
Nana?
They're letting her out of jail tomorrow. I thought you ought to know.
Yes. It was just 1 week of heaven, wasn't it? I knew it couldn't last.
Well, you're still afraid of her. Of course, it could be fixed.
How?
Well, if you were really Chico's wife, huh?
Why should he want me for his wife?
Well, he prayed for one once. He told me. A wife with yellow hair.
Much prettier than mine. He doesn't want me, Papa Bull. I don't blame him either.
Well, I don't know. He's very funny this week. He sings all the time.
He's always done that, hasn't he?
Yes, but I don't know. It's never been so loud.
Chico. Hey, Chico.
Go to sleep.
I can't. I want to speak to you, Chico. All night I've been wanting...
And all night I've been telling you to go to sleep. Go on.
You've been awake, too?
Well, I have problems.
You're thinking of the war. I hear we may go to war.
No, no, it's not the war. What's that got to do with me? This is the greatest problem in the world, Bull. I've almost come to a decision.
What is it?
Shut up. Yes, I've decided.
Decided? What?
Bull, have your taxi at my house at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Why?
I'm going to be married to Dion.
Chico!
Dion!
Chico!
Come here.
Chico, you're home so early. I haven't got your dinner yet.
I know. That's all right. Let me look at you.
I haven't had a chance to fix my hair.
You look nice.
I've just been making some soup for Madame Gobin. Her husband is sick. She's at her window. Yes, Madame Gobin. It will be ready in a moment.
Thank you, Madame Chico.
Here, what's the matter with you? Oh, you don't like to be called Madame Chico, huh?
Oh, no, it's not that.
Here, look at this.
What is it?
It's a paper, a legal one. I spent all morning at the bureau. I had to prove I was born, and you were born. And then they let me have it.
Chico, it's a marriage license.
Yes, you have to have a license for everything now.
Chico, you want to marry me?
Oh, I guess so, yes.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
You're so strange. You're not like anyone.
Well, that's true. There's nobody like me, a very remarkable fellow.
But I don't understand you. You say you'll marry me, but you don't...
What?
You don't say anything.
Oh. You mean you want me to make love to you?
Yes, Chico.
Well, I feel like a fool.
Oh, Chico, please.
Well, I'll do it this once, but no more. Dion, you and I mean, it's like arithmetic.
Arithmetic?
Of course. You and I are each one. Well, one and one makes one. You understand?
No.
Oh, stop it, please.
I can't.
You asked me to make love to you, and I look at you. Well, this way, then. Look. I am Chico. You are Dion. And this is heaven.
Say it again.
Dion, Chico, heaven.
Again.
Dion. Oh, stop it.
Oh, Chico, I can't believe it. It's so hard to believe.
Well, it's true.
What brought you to me, Chico? I can't remember. Was it God?
No, not God. I came to you, and you to me, because that's the way things happen. And we're together because we want it so. We have courage. That's my religion, Dion. It's the idea that makes you what you are. You must put courage inside of you. That's what I do. That's why I'm such a remarkable fellow and astonish myself with what I am. That's why I'm an atheist.
No.
What?
Oh, no, Chico, please, not now. Don't say those things now. I'm too happy. Too happy, Chico.
Ah,
This must be it, Monsieur Brissac.
It's a long climb.
Who is it?
It's I, Father Chevillon.
Father.
Good day, Diane. May we come in?
Chico isn't home, Father. He's gone out to work.
We didn't come to see Chico. This is Monsieur Brissac. He wants to speak to you, my child.
To me?
If I may.
We've been looking for you all week, Diane.
I've been here, Father. But at 3 o'clock, Chico is coming back. We're going to be married, Father.
Married? Monsieur Brissac, perhaps I'd better leave you alone. Goodbye, my child.
Goodbye, Father. What is it, please?
You're much younger, much prettier than I thought you'd be.
What is it you want?
May I sit down, Leon? You know you don't belong in this quarter. I hope I'm not too late to take you out of it.
I don't know what you mean. Are you from the police?
No, I'm a lawyer. I have some news for you. You didn't know that your uncle had died, I suppose.
Died?
He's left you and your sister his sole heirs. But there's a little difficulty about your sister. You'll receive it all. It's a matter of some 30,000 francs. Well?
What would I have to do?
You don't seem as surprised as I thought you'd be. Your uncle has made a few stipulations. You'd have to leave here, of course.
And what about Chico?
Chico? I'm afraid not, Dion.
But Chico's my husband. Or will be.
It's the will be that presents the difficulties. Now, this money...
I don't want it.
What?
Not without Chico.
I see. Now, I ought to know better than to interfere in these things. But you're being very foolish. You could have everything now.
But without him. So it wouldn't be anything, would it?
I'm sorry, Dion. Because I think you're making a great mistake. This Chico is probably a fine fellow, but...
He's a wonderful fellow. A remarkable fellow, monsieur.
I'm sure he must be. Nevertheless, what's that?
The car. They're coming down the street. Listen.
Well, it's here.
What?
It must be. They wouldn't cheer like that for anything else. It's war.
War. Then that means Chico...
All of us.
No. Chico! 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 Chico, where are you? Chico!
Listen to them cheer, Diane. It's war. That's what they say, war.
Where's Chico? Have you seen him?
Oh, he's got to report. All the men have to report.
Will he come back when I see him?
Diane!
Papa Boo!
Don't worry. He'll be back. They won't send him at once.
What should I do?
Go back to the house. Wait for him there.
Go on. We would have been married now.
Shh. There'll be time when I come back.
I'm not afraid, Chico.
No, no, you mustn't be. The women take the men's places in war. They'll take care of you. The certificate says so, you see. It says...
What is it, Chico?
Oh, I'm a fool. It says wife, and you're not my wife.
I'll stay here. I'll be safe here.
No, no. We'll be married now, this minute.
How, Chico?
By ourselves. Because I say so. Because I will it. I, Chico, say we are married. Dear Lord, I... No, no, I can't ask God. I'm an atheist. But I must appeal to someone, to something.
There is a God, Chico.
Oh, if we're only true.
Do you know that it isn't? Try him, Chico. Please, please, I'm once more.
God. God in heaven. Perhaps you are there. Perhaps not. Perhaps you give me this wife. Perhaps not. But if there is any truth in the idea of you, please make this a true marriage. I take you, Dion, for my wife.
I take you, Chico, for my husband, forever.
I must go now, Dion. Don't be afraid.
I won't. Let me come to the street with you.
No, don't. Don't follow me.
Chico.
Stand still. Don't move. I want to remember you like this. And Dion, I'll come to you every day at this hour. Every morning you'll feel me here with you. With my arms around you. Goodbye, Dion.
Goodbye, Chico. Nana?
I've been waiting for your husband to leave. Didn't Boole tell you that I needed you? That I wanted you to come home with me?
I'm married now, Nana.
The war's got him. The war. And you're coming with me.
You can't make me.
No? Perhaps the whip will help. Would you like to feel it again?
It's no use, Nana. I'm not afraid of you anymore.
Come here.
You think I'm the way I used to be. I'm not like that anymore, Nana.
Come here to me.
I'm coming, Nana. You, my sister. My sister who filled me with terror because I was alone. Because I was helpless. It's you who are alone now, Nana. It's you who are helpless.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm telling you that you will never touch me again. I'll kill you.
No, no.
If you ever come back here, I'll kill you.
Stay away from me.
You can never ride me again. Never. Do you hear?
Stay away.
Because I'm brave. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm the wife of Chico. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
In a few minutes, Mr. DeMille and our stars will bring us Act 3 of Seven Heaven. And now, here's a patriotic young man clinching an important business deal.
How much do I get for that fat I brought you, Mr. Brown?
Here you are, sonny. 8 cents for the 2 pounds and 4 red ration points. Guess your mother will be glad to get those extra points.
Thanks, Mr. Brown. Know something? Mom gets the ration points and she lets me keep the money for all the fat we turn in. Guess what I'm going to do with it?
What, sonny?
I'm saving it to buy a present for my brother. He's out in the Pacific, you know.
Tell your mom she knows what she's doing when she saves those used fats. Helping to make the war shorter, that's what.
Mom sure wants to do that.
Sonny's mother realizes that fats are essential materials of war. That's why the government wants every American housewife to keep on saving them till J-Day, the day the Japs are licked. That day will be nearer if nothing is allowed to slow up the steady stream of supplies going to our fighting men. Remember, vital materials of war are made from your used cooking fat. Fats are needed for the manufacture of rubber boats, parachutes, medicines, and munitions. Every drop of waste fat, no matter how black or burned, is essential. Don't forget, the Japs still hold the countries from which we used to import about 1 billion pounds of fats and oils each year. Your government urges you not to relax your efforts for an instant in the vital fat salvage campaign. Keep on saving and turning in your used cooking fats as a service to your country. And remember, for every pound you turn in, your butcher gives you 4 cents and 2 red ration points. And now, Mr. DeMille returns to the microphone.
After the play, you're invited backstage for a brief chat with our stars. And here's Act 3 of Seventh Heaven, starring Jennifer Jones as Dion, Van Johnson as Chico, and Gene Herschelt as Father Chevillon, with Billy Gilbert as Bull.
Wants to even ask me to marry him. That's funny, isn't it? When I have a husband already.
Why do you look at me like that? Chico and I, we were married, Father.
Yes, my child. I think you were.
Dion?
Oh, Monsieur Brissac.
I've been waiting here for you.
You are back for good, Monsieur?
I hope so.
It's nice to see you. They say there's going to be peace. Do you think so?
Again, I hope so.
I hope so, too. And they'll all come back, all our friends.
You'll need them now, Dion.
What? What did you say?
I've just come from the War Office. I've been digging in the files all morning. I found this.
What is it?
A religious medal. An identification disc. There's no last name.
Chico.
Dion, please listen. It comes from a German prison hospital. He was dying then, a long time ago.
No, no, no.
Dion.
But he came to me.
Did he?
Then he didn't come.
No, Dion.
No. He couldn't have come.
Please. Please, Dion. You must have courage now.
Courage? He never came to me at all. I just imagined it.
Yes.
It seemed so foolish now. I was so sure. I thought that God was helping me. For 4 years. What nonsense. What childish nonsense.
Dion, you must come away from here. Let me take care of you.
You?
Please, Dion.
Why not? What does it matter? I call this place heaven. I never want to see it again.
Dion, what is it?
Nothing. 11 o'clock. I got so in the habit of believing.
Listen. Look, the clouds. It's peace. Peace. They sign the armistice.
Man, you hear them. It's peace, my child.
Man, you sign. You sign.
Over. The war's over. The war's over.
I want to pray, Father. Help me to pray.
All of us will pray. Thank God. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
No, stop it! Praying to what I'd like to know. Tell me, to a God, there is no God!
Yeah, don't...
Let me alone! I know what I'm talking about. For 4 years, I believed. I believed I was married and there was a God protecting me. Well, there's nothing. It's all false. My hope in Chico was false. I pretended this place was heaven. I clung to it as Chico told me to. But it's all false. He's dead. Now when I want your God most, he's not here. He doesn't exist. There's nothing, nothing.
Dion, please come away with me.
Yes, yes, that's right. Take me, wherever you want to go. Anywhere. The war's over, isn't it? It's over. It's over. It's over.
Dion, Dion.
Listen.
Dion.
It's Chico. Chico.
Dion, where are you? Where are you, Dion?
Here. Here, Chico.
Come closer. Let me touch you.
Chico, you don't see me. Chico.
No. No, Dion. I can't see. But my eyes are filled with you.
Oh, my Chico. Then it's true. You have been here always. And I thought God had deserted me.
No, Dion. He never has. At the hospital, they thought I was dead. Dead. I've been hit by every shell that's made, but nothing can kill me. I don't think I'll ever die.
Chico.
And I'll see again, too. They can't keep me blind, because it's all true. Those big thoughts I had, that was God, after all. He's within us, Dion. I know it. But now that I'm blind, I see. I tell you, I'm a very remarkable fellow.
In 10 years, I've enjoyed no more appealing performances on the Lux Radio Theater than those given by our stars tonight. Jennifer Jones, Van Johnson, and Jean Herschel.
That's good of you to say, Mr. DeMille.
The 10th anniversary must have put you in a good mood, Mr. DeMille.
Yes, C.B., it's not often that a man of your age can celebrate a birthday and feel good about it.
You mean a man of my age? Why, producing the Lux Radio Theater has helped me keep my youth.
And lose your hair.
Mr. DeMille, if I'd known who to give it to, I would have brought you a cake for your anniversary.
You mean, Jennifer, a cake of Lux toilet soap?
I'm afraid one cake wouldn't go very far among our 30 million listeners, Jane.
Oh, they're in on this party too, huh?
They certainly are, but don't worry about them. They probably already have Lux toilet soap. But to come back to you three, who've been our real anniversary present tonight, I understand, Van, that you finished your new picture, 30 Seconds Over Tokyo.
Yes, and one of the biggest thrills I got was not just working on the picture, but from meeting Major Lawson and learning how to fly those bombers.
You mean, Van, you actually had instructions on how to handle the plane?
Well, I really had to if I was going to make a believable part in the picture, but that's nothing. Look at Jennifer. She took a complete course as a nurse's aide to prepare for her part and since you went away.
Well, practice makes perfect, Jennifer.
Well, yes, it's pretty necessary.
You see, Jeannie, these young people really study for their parts and get results.
Listen, C.P., I give full credit to Van and Jennifer. But when I made that picture concert doctor about the Dion family, I didn't study to deliver babies. And look at the results I got. Quintuplets. Now, what about you? Can you produce 5 Dr. Wassels?
No. No, only one, Jean. But next Monday night, we're going to have that one on the Lux Radio Theater.
That's wonderful, Mr. DeMille.
Dr. Wassel on Lux next Monday night?
Yes. It's another of the plays our listeners selected for our 10th anniversary season. And our stars will be Gary Cooper, Barbara Britton, and Carol Thurston. As perhaps you know, the story of Dr. Wassel was produced by... we won't go into that. It is, however, one of the great true stories of the war. A story of a man's love for his fellow men and a woman's love for a man. And through it runs the spirit of heroism, loyalty, and sacrifice that have inspired our fighting men in all the corners of the globe.
Dr. Wassel will be mighty welcome in our home next Monday night, C.P. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. You gave us a wonderful birthday present in tonight's performance. Our sponsor, the Maker Lux Toilet Soap, join me in inviting you to be with us again next Monday night when the Lux Radio Theater presents Gary Cooper, Barbara Britton, and Carol Thurston in the story of Dr. Wassel. This is Cecil B. DeMille saying good night to you from Hollywood.
Seventh Heaven by Austin Strong was originally produced by John Golden. Jennifer Jones is currently appearing in David O. Selznick's picture, Since You Went Away. Van Johnson appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and will soon be seen in 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. Gene Herschel is star of the radio program, Dr. Christian. Heard in tonight's play were Virginia Gordon, Norman Field, Dick Ryan, Charles Seal, Eddie Marr, Jay Novello, and Leon Souza. Our music was directed by Louis Silvers. This program is broadcast to our fighting forces overseas through cooperation with the Armed Forces Radio Service. And this is your announcer, John M. Kennedy, reminding you to tune in again next Monday night to hear The Story of Dr. Wassel with Gary Cooper, Carol Thurston, and Barbara Britton.
You're cooking so delicious. Won't you kindly tell me why? Oh, the secret's very simple. Now I'm cooking with Spry.
Cakes, pies, fried foods, everything tastes better made with new Spry shortening. Yes'm, to be a better cook,
just start cooking with Spry.
Be sure to listen in next Monday night to the Lux Radio Theater presentation of The Story of Dr. Wassel with Gary Cooper, Carol Thurston, and Barbara Britton. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.